This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. 4 years ago, some fourth graders from Hampton Falls were met with disappointment as they watched House lawmakers tear apart a bill they crafted with the help of their teacher. The bill was to make the red-tailed hawk the official state raptor of New Hampshire, and it was held up to perhaps more scrutiny than anticipated.
We already have a state bird, but now do we need a state raptor? Isn't that a bird?
That was Democratic Representative Christy Bartlett back in 2015. Representative John Burr asked if we'd be naming a state hot dog, too. But it was really former Representative Warren Groen's comments about the bird that took this discussion to what some called inappropriate territory.
That grasps them with its talons and then uses its razor-sharp beak to rip its victim to shreds and to basically tear it apart limb by limb. And I guess the shame about making this a state bird is it would serve as a much better mascot for Planned Parenthood.
There had been discussion in the State House that day about abortion, but Groen's words on this issue inspired a flurry of national commentary. Here's what comedian John Oliver had to say.
What is wrong with you? A, this doesn't matter. B, the children are in the room. And C, this doesn't matter. Just vote yes and make them happy.
But now the children who were in the room are back. They're in eighth grade now, and this year they're introducing the same bill again, fighting for the red-tailed hawk's designation as state raptor. On Tuesday, they returned to the State House for a hearing on the bill. Andrew Kreiner, an eighth grade student at Lincoln Ickerman School in Hampton Falls, is one of the students that worked on the bill 4 years ago, and he joins me now by phone. Andrew, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.
So you were in fourth grade the last time you went with your classmates to the State House about this, and you watched the House of Representatives vote on a bill that you helped create. Can you tell us a little bit about what you remember from that day?
So I remember two different days. I went to the, we went in front of the Agricultural Committee, and then we presented, and it passed. It was a pretty close vote. I think the bill was passed by about two or three votes in the committee, and then we went back to the State House for the House vote. And I don't remember a lot about what was really said, more just the kind of feeling of disappointment when we saw that we had lost.
Yeah, so you were disappointed afterwards. So what did you take away about the nature of government and democracy as it's practiced here in New Hampshire?
Well, in fourth grade, we were told that by Representative Rennie Cushing that the representatives might be cranky, but they're not mean. And I think the things they said were mean that day, but that's really only one day, which I kind of learned afterwards. But because I think many apologies were also sent out, and then the governor visited our school. So I understand that better now, but as a fourth grader, I just remember thinking, wow, these people, I don't want to be a representative because I don't want to be mean.
But you realize that being a representative doesn't require being mean now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been 4 years. You're in eighth grade this year. Why are you and your peers bringing this back now?
Well, one of the representatives, or one of the two main sponsors of the bill, Representative Jason Janvrin, one of the reasons he ran for office to become a representative was because he felt that what happened to us as fourth graders was not how government should work. And now he's a representative, and he wanted to come back and sponsor our bill. And we had a meeting with him and Representative Rennie Cushing, and then we decided that this would be a great thing to do, so we brought it back up.
Why is this particular issue one that you feel like is important enough to bring up twice?
Well, in fourth grade, we brought up this bill because we wanted to kind of be involved. And then as we sort of started researching more and more, we thought that the red-tailed hawk has so many great qualities and traits about it. You know, it's adaptable. Both parents take part in incubation, feeding, raising of the young, and there are just so many great qualities of the red-tailed hawk that should be represented as a New Hampshire state symbol. And so I think in fourth grade, we kind of understood that. But now as eighth graders, we are more mature and we really believe that this should be a New Hampshire state symbol because we have done more research and we understand it better now.
And so How did things go at the State House the other day? Are you feeling optimistic about this?
Yes, I think much more than we were in fourth grade. It was a unanimous vote, 20-0, in favor of the bill. And even it was actually 18-0 because two of the representatives were out of the room, but they wanted to be on the record voting. So we had a revote, and it was still unanimous.
Unanimous support. Okay. And so will you be coming back and forth to the State House to watch it as it progresses?
Yes, we plan to go to the State House for the House voting, and then if it passed that, the Senate, and then if the governor signs it. So.
Well, Andrew Kreiner, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.